This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, coming to you from Las Vegas in my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. The great Edward Stoltz, founder, owner, operator, gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country. Blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them, because the state of Texas trusts them and chose them to run their Fort Knox. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with the U.S. Gold Bureau for a fabulous Christmas gift idea for conservatives. It's called the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins investment quality. You get the coins at dealer cost, which means wholesale price. You also get free shipping and free delivery insurance. How cool is that? And it's a great Christmas gift. Your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, when they open up a box under the tree, a giant box that has 100 American Silver Eagles in it, you are going to be the greatest grandpa or the greatest pop ever. Or the greatest mom or greatest grandmother ever. Or the greatest aunt or greatest uncle ever. They're going to love you. They're going to love you. How about your godson or goddaughter? Leave them this beautiful gift under the tree. Or how about you? Any conservative understands the looming disaster of the debt crisis that could be, coming our way right now. $22 trillion in national debt. Some experts say $222 trillion. We all need wealth insurance. So protect your assets, your income, your family with precious metals. Buy this for yourself for Christmas, you know? That's why it's really called the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Kit, because I understand the value of precious metals, gold and silver. If things go bad, you could have enough gold and silver to buy entire city blocks in New York City when everything else goes down. You'll have the one thing that's going up. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. Here's a story you're going to want to hear from the lovely people at the border. Border agents discovered the body of a six-year-old girl. She was raped by 30 men. The discovery was made after a group of mothers decided to travel to the southern border to discover just how widespread a problem human trafficking really is. What they found was truly despicable. The Blaze reports Moms for America President Kimberly Fletcher and Aisha Ombi, the founder of Black Women Walk, organized the trip, which they hope will help others understand why they believe a wall along the U.S.-Mexico wall is needed. U.S.-Mexico border is needed to protect American families. Fletcher told the Blaze during an interview Monday evening, one of the most compelling reasons for supporting a border wall is for the children. Kids won't have to worry about the spray of bullets from a drug cartel on the Mexico side of the border that sits directly across from elementary school. Wasn't her first trip to the border. Fletcher said things have gotten worse since her last visit in 2007. She said human trafficking at the border is big business, and that the men who transport women regularly rape the women who make across the river. A few months ago, border security agents found a six-year-old girl who had been left for dead along a pipeline. The girl was flown to a military hospital where physicians found DNA from 30 men inside her young body. She'd been raped by 30 men, Fletcher said. Adding, this little girl's life is worth building a wall to keep violent men from coming into the country. What did local moms say? Local moms told the Moms Caravan that things have changed significantly over the last 20 years because of the drug cartel and human trafficking. Many parents won't allow the children to play outside for fear of being kidnapped. Adding, they also sleep with guns under their pillows. The residents say they often wake up in the middle of the night, it's banging on their doors wanting to come inside their homes. But why not? All you liberals want illegals to come inside the country. Isn't that the same as coming inside your homes? Let them in. If you want to just let them in the country, why not let them in your homes? Angry Tias and Abuelas, an organization that helps asylum seekers, don't believe immigrants are a threat to communities. Citing a Cato Institute study, it showed immigrants commit fewer crimes than American citizens. That's the biggest lie ever told. That's the biggest lie ever told. They're not show that, that study doesn't show illegal immigrants. See, that's where they scam you. Illegal immigrants commit tremendous crimes in this country. But if you look at immigrants in general, the ones who want to come to America and come in legally, I'm sure they commit almost zero crimes. They are much better than an inner city neighborhood in Cleveland or St. Louis or Baltimore or Chicago or Detroit. Someone who wants to come to America and wants to work and does it legally? Wow, that's my kind of person. Of course those immigrants commit fewer crimes than American citizens. My grandfather on both sides, grandfathers on both sides, and grandmothers on both sides were those kind of immigrants. So don't listen to what these losers have to say. What did the educators say? The educators from the elementary school in Hidalgo, Texas, asked for the nation's support. Explains the group of moms that children are often on lockdown in the school because of gunfire just across the border. Illegal immigrants are sometimes found sleeping on top of the elementary school, and border agents have to be called to remove them. The mom's caravan even witnessed a couple from El Salvador trying to embed themselves with the group. A local official immediately contacted border security about the couple. Agents arrived quickly and arrested the couple who had crossed into the U.S. illegally. Chicago mom Stephanie Trussell was shocked to see how easy it is for people to cross from Mexico to the U.S. To see this wall, I mean, we heard about it and talked about it in the Rio Grande, and I can't believe it. This is what's separating. That is not securing our border at all. She hopes voters will be moved by what mom's caravan discovered during their border visit and take that information with them to the polls. Well, unfortunately, this article must have been written before the midterm elections a month ago, obviously, even though it's dated December 2nd, yesterday, 2018, must have been written before the midterms because people obviously didn't go to the polls with that in mind, you know, didn't. All right, John Solomon bombshell, at least six deep state operatives attempted to infiltrate the Trump camp during the 2016 election. John Solomon dropped another bombshell Friday on the historic Obama Spygate scandal. Well, I love the way you put historic Spygate scandal. It's not historic because no one even knows it exists. In the mainstream media, they've never mentioned it. According to Solomon, there were at least six different deep state operatives who attempted to infiltrate and set up the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. Recent documents also reveal the Obama deep state operatives contacted Trump campaign officials in Great Britain prior to the launch of any FBI investigation. Wow. Interviews of more than 50 witnesses in the Trump case and reviews of hundreds of pages of court filings confirm the following. At least six people with long-established ties to the FBI or to the U.S. and Western intelligence made entrees to key figures in the Trump Business Organization or his presidential campaign between March and October 2016. Campaign figures were contacted by at least two Russian figures. There was Russian collusion, and the collusion was against Trump. Their justification for being in the U.S. were rare law enforcement parole visas controlled by the Justice Department, the two Russian figures who contacted Trump. Intelligence or diplomatic figures connected two of America's closest allies, Britain and Australia, gathered intelligence or instigated contacts with Trump campaign figures during the same period. Some of the conversations and contacts that were monitored occurred on foreign soil and resulted in the creation of transcripts. Nearly all the contacts involved the same overture, a discussion about possible political dirt or stolen emails harmful to Hillary Clinton. Several contacts occurred before the FBI formally launched a legally authorized probe into the Trump campaign and possible collusion on July 31st, 2016. The recipients of these overtures are all household names, thanks to the infamy of the now very public probe. Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., Michael Cohen, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Michael Flynn, Sam Clovis, and Roger Stone, to name a few. Some of the instigators of the contacts have been acknowledged in public. Professor Stefan Halper, Russian businessman Hank Greenberg, former MI6 agent Christopher Steele, and former FBI informer Felix Sater. Wow. So the entire Obama administration and U.S. government, they were all out there trying to go after Trump. How about this one? Breaking news. Mueller withheld exculpatory evidence from court to exonerate Trump. Mueller lied to the court. Will he be sent to jail too? Is justice still alive in America? A new report by journalist Paul Sperry says conflicted Robert Mueller withheld evidence from the court that would have exonerated President Trump from the latest accusations of Russian collusion. Mueller withheld information. Let's see. Cohen pleaded guilty to making false statements to the Senate as discussions about the so-called Moscow Project continued 5 months longer than Cohen had initially stated under oath. On page 7 of the statement of criminal information filed against Cohen, Mueller mentions Cohen tried to email Putin's office 2 times in 2016, but Mueller omitted the fact that Cohen did not have any direct points of contact at the Kremlin. Page 2 holds additional exculpatory evidence for Trump, sources say. It quotes an August 17 letter from Cohen to the Senate Intelligence Committee in which he states Trump was never in contact with anyone about this Moscow Project proposal other than me. Mueller did not challenge Cohen's statement that he ultimately determined that the proposal was not feasible and never agreed to make a trip to Russia. Dirty cop Robert Mueller lied to the court. Contrary to media speculation that Robert Mueller is closing in on President Trump, the special prosecutor's plea deal with Trump's personal lawyer Michael Cohen offers further evidence that the Trump campaign did not collude with Russians during the 2016 election, according to congressional investigators and former prosecutors. Wow. Congressional investigation, House and Senate committees leading inquiries on the Russian question, told Real Clear Investigations, it looks like Mueller withheld from the court details that would exonerate the president. I mean, I don't need to read the rest of this. You get the idea. Why isn't Mueller facing charges? Why isn't Mueller going to prison? When we get back, ISIS calls for bloodshed in New York City over the New Year's holiday and suggests package bombs and snipers. And a hatchet-wielding jihadist screaming Allahu Akbar arrested in a German Christmas market. And wait till you hear what a Palestinian Democrat congresswoman-elect plans for a West Bank trip when we get back. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now.
Were you scammed in...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is A Prayer of Vengeance. I don't often recommend books on my show, but I'm such a busy guy, I can barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But I read one. It's called Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. It's actually the second book I've read in the last month. I read Killing the SS by Bill O'Reilly. Now that he's my partner on TV, 3 nights a week, I spend some time reading his book. And it was an incredible book. And so was Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. Two great ones. With events ripped from the headlines and peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil seen and unseen into modern times. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. First book of a series. Can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance. Or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. May I point out what a perfect Christmas gift? It's just another great one on my show. A Prayer of Vengeance. Put it under the tree for someone you love in your life. And by the way, I'm remiss. You know, for a guy who's Jewish, I didn't even mention Happy Hanukkah to everybody. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. I just want to make sure everybody knows it is the famous Jewish Hanukkah holiday. Started yesterday, and so happy Hanukkah to everybody out there. So get a Hanukkah gift or a Christmas gift, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, only at Amazon. Okay, tickets to Bill and Hillary's live Houston show sink even lower. Now at $6, the price of a Big Mac meal. The Clintons will appear Tuesday, December 4th at Smart Financial Center in Sugarland. Tickets originally listed at $29.99 to $399, now going for $6 and $7. The price of a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. Just wanted to share a little laugh with you. More winning for President Trump. Supreme Court rejects junk environmental challenge to the Trump border wall. The United States Supreme Court rejected a junk claim by far-left environmental groups challenging the Trump border wall on Monday. Democrats are worried the Kino checker spot butterfly would not be able to fly over the 30-foot wall. The Washington Examiner reported the Supreme Court rejected a request from a trio of conservation and environmental groups seeking to block construction of the president's wall. Justice declined to consider the group's appeal of a lower court ruling that paved the way for the federal government to begin replacing border fencing in two locations and building wall prototypes. The judge, U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel, remember that guy, rejected the group's challenge to a 1996 federal law that gives the government the power to waive environmental laws to more quickly begin work on a wall. The Department of Homeland Security sought to sidestep the laws as it pursued the projects related to construction of the border wall. Conservation groups said the 1996 law violated the Constitution because of the power granted the federal government. Curiel, however, said the Trump administration did not exceed its authority when it waived environmental laws as part of its efforts to build a wall. Curiel was the guy, the Hispanic judge that Trump criticized, and he actually ruled in Trump's favor on this one. All right, I told you I'd talk about this. ISIS calls for bloodshed in New York City over New Year's. A media group that does support for ISIS is calling for attacks in New York City this year, urging terrorists to use package bombs, silencers, and mail bombs to horrify and terrify. Latest call to action follows multiple threats from jihadists for New Year's Day. According to a report from PJ Media, a poster began circulating in mid-November showing a masked jihadist holding a bloody knife over a collage. Over collage images from the Berlin Christmas market attack in 2016, it said New Year's Day is the date of retribution. Shortly after that, an ISIS-backing media group released an image of the demolished cityscape and multiple fires, warning, soon, Allah willing, the disbelievers will see the very thing they feared, 1-1-2019. That same group just released an image of an armed jihadist overlooking New York, stating the city named with a blood-splashed 1-1-2019. This text on the latest image quotes the late ISIS spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, urging his fellow terrorists to hit them with explosive belts and vehicle bomb, shock them with adhesive explosives and packages, and harvest them with silencers and snipers, horrify and terrify them with intrusions. Another ISIS-supporting organization released an image of ISIS flags flying above the Vatican, along with several jihadists on Via della Conciliazione. The image was released shortly after another group of ISIS supporters issued two assassination threats against Pope Francis. Wow. Remember, they had that same fatwa, I guess you call it, against the Las Vegas Strip, and they put out a video showing the Vegas Strip with blood dripping over it, and then took credit for the Vegas massacre, the October 1st, 2017 Vegas massacre. ISIS took credit for it four times, said they did it. All that was caught was the one white guy, Stephen Paddock. Who knows? Who knows? But ISIS said they would do it and then took credit for it. Now they're saying they're going to do it in New York City. So if something bad happens in New York City, what will you think? I think the first thing you'll think is, could it be ISIS? We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Congressional leaders are honoring the late President George H.W. Bush. The body of the nation's 41st president is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. During a ceremony, Vice President Mike Pence honored the Bush family.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also addressed the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
A fourth soldier who died in a blast in Afghanistan is being identified by Pentagon officials. Army Sergeant Jason Mitchell McCleary died from injuries after a roadside bomb on November 27th. Three other service members were also killed in that explosion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-07.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We've got our guest here. I'll get to him in just a second. I want to remind people that the sponsor of this segment of the show is Synagenix. Founded in 1997, Synagenix is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. It's a proven scientific approach, custom-tailored to each individual. They've done an absolutely miraculous job with yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Miraculous. My life has changed because of them. I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I work out less than I've ever worked out. I used to work out 2 hours a day. Now I work out 30 minutes a day, and I've lost a ton of weight. I've gained a ton of muscle. I look fantastic. I look younger. They've ripped about 10, 15 years off my face and my body. My body's like Popeye the Sailor Man now. Kind of amazing. For free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Because nobody wants to get older, right? If you want to get younger, if you want to peel the years off, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. It's like the fountain of youth, Synagenix. I'm a living witness. That's my testimonial. It's like the fountain of youth. Register at Synagenix.com, and I feel better than I've ever felt. I didn't mention that, you know, I used to sit down. From the moment I turned 50, I would sit down. You know, old men go, when they sit down, they make a noise. I started making that noise. Every time I sat down or got up, I'd make a noise to myself. You know, because you're creaky. Everything felt arthritic and creaky. The minute I got on their diet, which is like 96% protein plus a few vegetables and fruit, eggs and meat, eggs and meat, eggs and chicken, eggs and chicken, eggs and turkey, eggs and turkey, eggs and fish, eggs and fish, all day long, protein, protein, protein. It's delicious. And I don't creak anymore. There is no creaking, and I'm thin as a wisp. My stomach is flat like it hasn't been since I was 30 years old. You guys are amazing. 888-YOUNGER, clinics all over the United States. 888-YOUNGER, call Synagenix, or contact them online, Synagenix.com. C-E-N-E-Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenix.com. Or contact Wayne Root at gmail.com, and I'll just give it all to you over the Internet. WayneRoot at gmail.com if you missed any of that. Eddie Scarry is our guest. He's a Washington Examiner columnist. Follow him at Twitter, at E. Scarry. E. Scarry. E-S-C-A-R-R-Y. R-R-Y. E. Scarry. Eddie Scarry. Hey, Eddie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You've got a new column out that liberals didn't always care about the vulnerable women and children in the immigration debate. Tell us what that story is all about.
Well, I think this one, I've had some newer work come out since then, but that one was an excellent column that I wrote about a week ago or so. And we saw what happened on, I guess this was two Sundays ago at the border, with this caravan, which we were always told not to worry about. We were always told it was so far away, they may not ever get here. Well, now they're here. They attempt to bum rush through the border, so the agents, the U.S. Border Patrol agents, then have to use tear gas, right? So they use the tear gas, and all we hear about, because there was one photo, actually there were two photos, both photos featured the same woman and two children, and the media consistently harping on about the women and children, we shouldn't be using tear gas for against women and children. We have to have a policy that doesn't hurt the women and children. Well, just a reminder that the women and children that were victims, that were American, and they were victims of illegal crimes committed by illegal immigrants, the media wanted nothing to do with them. And the example that I used in my piece was back during, this was back in the summer, I think it was maybe June or July, when the president was highlighting, he had an event, a public event, highlighting different, I think there were about 12 or so family members there of victims of crime, violent crimes that were committed by illegal immigrants. And they had a chance to speak. All the families of those victims went to speak. The second they got up to the microphone, CNN and MSNBC cut away. They cut away because that just wasn't of interest to them. They don't believe that's an interesting story, that these people, these Americans had their lives taken away by crimes committed by illegal immigrants. And yet, when it comes to a little bit of tear gas, which was completely unsafe and didn't harm anybody, That's suddenly we need to care about the women and children. Well, we at least tell the women and children they care about it. It's not the American one.
Yeah, well, there really weren't many women and children other than the one gal with the two kids in the picture. It was all military-age males. How do I know? I saw the guys lined up for food in Tijuana. It was nothing but men, and they were turned the other way when the camera came to film them. They all turned away. You know why? Because they all have criminal records wherever they're coming from, in El Salvador and Honduras and Mexico. They all have criminal records. They don't want their face being on camera. They don't want someone to come and arrest them. So military-age male, all criminals turning the other way. There were very few women and children. They bring a few along to put them at the front so they can hide the impact of what exactly is going on.
Oh, for sure, and I think the DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has a very difficult name to say, but she made a really great point, and it is true that there are men that within this caravan, and it is about, I think they estimated somewhere between 80% and 90% male, that will actually go grab kids or grab women and use them basically as a shield to say, this is my family, this is all I'm with, and really they have no idea who these people are. But yeah, the MSNBC, to its credit, though I'm sure they regretted this decision afterwards, was they did a segment where they were showing the lineups of women and children who were in one line trying to get, I think, food. They were in line at food at the border. And then they showed the other line that went on for about a mile. 2 miles, there was nothing but men. The women and children were literally, I think, like 30 people deep. And again, this is the official United Nations estimate, and it's probably more than that, but the United Nations estimate of who was in that caravan is about 8,000 or about 7,000 people. So when you think about 7,000 people and 50 of them are women and children, I think we're focusing and emphasizing the wrong thing.
Right, exactly. Now, you do have a more recent column, I assume this is your most recent one, Science Shows White Liberals Condescend to Blacks. Is that your most recent one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That one just came out, I think, also this weekend, and that's a really great study that just came out. The Washington Post is highlighting it, and it's actually going to be published in a psychology magazine that isn't online. But basically, they showed that and they were able to test this, when white liberals, specifically white liberals, speak to or believe that they're going to be speaking with a black person, they will dumb down the way that they talk because they believe that that's necessary in order to communicate with blacks. Whereas they found out with conservatives generally, there was absolutely no modulation in the way they speak. They speak to a black person the same way they'll speak to a white person and any other race. But and the study itself kind of tried to cover for liberals a little bit, suggesting that, well, conservatives really don't like to be around minorities anyway, so that they see no need to actually make any changes. But there was absolutely no proof of that in the study. That was a complete guess by the authors. They said that they don't really know. They want more studies on it. But the one thing we do know is that it is white liberals, when they're speaking to blacks, they're definitely dumbing themselves down, and I think the reason for that is obvious. I don't need to say it. Your listeners will know.
Right. By the way, I'm not sure if you have anything out about George H.W. Bush, but of course the biggest news over the weekend and today is the death of the former president of the United States, 41st president, and him arriving via Air Force One in Washington, and his body being lie in state at the Rotunda Capitol in Washington, D.C., and then the funeral coming up in a few days. Anything new in the D.C. scuttlebutt about all of that? We're talking to Eddie Scari, Washington Examiner columnist.
Well, I went for a run out on the National Mall. That's where the Capitol building is, and I could see all the news outlets out there, and then reading the coverage, because he was just his body was just put in the Capitol this evening, so that's what they were there for. But I'm reading the news coverage of it, and we're missing the bygone era of civility and what a gentleman he was and all this stuff you get from the media. Well, they do love when a Republican loses. He was a one-term president, and which is nothing to say about his character or him as a person, but all the weeping and sadness and admiration you're getting from the media, I completely don't buy. It's the same thing you had with John McCain. So long as you keep them away from power, as long as they're ineffective Republicans and do nothing conservative at all, of course the media is going to love you and they're going to remember you very fondly.
Yeah, they're beloved. Suddenly McCain was beloved, and now Bush is beloved. And I'm sure any day now you'll hear that Bob Dole passed, and he'll be beloved because he lost. And that's the ones they love. McCain lost, Dole lost, Bush lost. That's their favorite Republicans in the whole world. They speak, basically right down the middle of the road, which means you're roadkill. Nobody likes you. Nobody loves you. There's no passion for you. And they know they could beat that guy every time, just like they would have beaten Jeb Bush like a drum. And so they say nice things about a guy who was a total, complete loser. But let me pull back a little bit from that statement, total, complete loser. I meant loser as in a candidate loser. Nice person. George H.W. Bush seems like a wonderful human being and a nice person and an incredible resume, but a loser as a candidate. Matter of fact, he got very lucky. He was down by 17 points to Michael Dukakis in the summer of 88 when he ran for president. And he just got lucky because Dukakis had let Willie Horton go. And that Willie Horton ad just exploded across America. And also Dukakis rode around in that tank and looked like a little midget in a tank. And they used that in the ad. And he made up a 17-point deficit. And he got elected president of the United States. But take that away, and he would have lost that one, too. I mean, it was certainly headed for a massive landslide defeat when we got it turned around for George H.W. Bush. Because Reagan's handlers put out the Willie Horton ad. That's the reason Bush was able to win one election. But nice person, nice guy, but certainly not a big-time winner as far as elections go. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Eddie Scarry. Washington Post columnist. Follow him on Twitter, @ESCARY. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio. Newsmax TV starts in about 15 minutes. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn-Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War Now! Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, what a surprise. New Jersey bill would allow illegal aliens to obtain a driver's license. What a surprise. We've got that in Nevada. We've never won an election since. That was the beginning of the end of Nevada. A recently introduced bill in New Jersey Senate would allow the state's nearly 500,000 illegal aliens of driving age to get a driver's license. Offering undocumented immigrants a pathway to legal driver's license would reduce their chances of encountering legal troubles while trying to make a living, while also making the roads safer for all New Jerseyans, said State Senator Teresa Ruiz, Democrat. What a surprise! The bill introduced by a handful of state legislators last week would create two types of licenses, a standard license for undocumented immigrants and a real ID license for legal residents. Don't they mention, they fail to mention, nobody can tell the difference, and they're all allowed to vote. License for illegals would only serve as ID cards and driver's licenses and would not allow for state services or voting. You're lying. You're absolutely lying. It's unbelievable. And this is what happened in Nevada, and it's never been the same. State Assemblywoman Annette Quijano, a Union County Democrat and that chamber's majority leader, is anticipated to sponsor a companion bill over the next few weeks, along with New Jersey State Senate Pro Tempore M. Teresa Ruiz. Gee, I wonder why these are the specific legislators proposing these bills. It's really amazing, isn't it? Hatchet-wielding jihadist screaming Allahu Akbar arrested in German Christmas market. Isn't the new Germany that Merkel built with her open borders policies, isn't it wonderful? It's just wonderful. A 30-year-old drunk foreign-born man was arrested after he walked into the Wissenhausen Christmas market Saturday night, threatening people while waving a hatchet, screaming Allahu Akbar. Can you picture the Germans running around going, ah! I can just picture it. They were such tough people, disgusting people, horrid people. They killed my relatives. They stuffed them into trains and took them to Auschwitz and then gassed them to death. But they sure were tough SOBs. You know how hard the battles were? The Battle of the Bulge? You know how hard those battles were? Today they're a bunch of wussies. They let their whole country be taken over by migrants who want to rape their women and want to murder them in terrorist attacks. And they did it all because Angela Merkel must think it's fair. It must be about equality. It must be about social justice. Those words make me want to vomit. Because in every case, they mean good people get screwed over or murdered or raped or ripped off. And bad people get let into your country, or bad people get all the rights, and the good people get nothing. Whew. Merkel's dangerous, destructive immigration policies. Because of those policies, Germans now celebrate Christmas with diversity barriers. No kidding, diversity barriers. While these barriers work to keep jihadists from mowing people down with vehicles, they haven't figured out a way to protect the citizens from knife and hatchet attacks by migrants who practice the religion of peace. Amen. And then, as if to just bring the point home, what's happening to America, Democrat congressional representative-elect, who is a Palestinian, plans a West Bank trip for lawmakers and says she supports the BDS movement against Israel. This is Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, planning a trip for lawmakers to visit the West Bank to counter the Israel trips offered to new members of Congress by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, otherwise known as AIPAC. Tlaib has also stated she supports the boycott, divest, and sanctions protest movement against Israel. I want us to see that the segregation between Israelis and Palestinians and how that has really harmed us being able to achieve real peace in the region. What would your definition of real peace be, darling? Rashida Tlaib, would your definition of real peace be all the Jews driven into the sea and die? Raped, murdered, savage, slaughtered, terrorist attacks left and right? Oh, you can't do that anymore. There's a wall. Can't do it. There's a wall. Sorry. That's why walls make good neighbors. She says, I don't think AIPAC provides a real fair lens into this issue. It's one-sided. They have these lavish trips to Israel, but they don't show the side that I know is real, which is what's happening to my grandmother, what's happening to my family there. She's hoping to bring a delegation to Bet al-Foka, the West Bank village where her grandmother lives. The soon-to-be congresswoman told The Intercept about her support for the extremely controversial BDS movement. I personally support BDS, Tlaib told The Intercept, saying it helps to raise awareness of issues like the racism and the international human rights violations by Israel. Now, let me say something. Israel isn't perfect, just like America is far from perfect, right? Things do go on in America that are violations of civil rights. And there is occasionally some sort of racist incident in America. But let me tell you, America and Israel are the best in the world. And for anybody who's of Muslim descent, to rip into Israel is the biggest farce and the biggest joke I've ever heard in my entire life. Because there isn't a Muslim in the world who isn't treated better in Israel than treated in any Muslim nation. There isn't a gay in the world who isn't treated better in Israel than in any Muslim nation by far. There isn't a woman in the world who isn't treated better in Israel than being treated in any Muslim nation in the world. It's an absolute joke. Any Muslim with a brain knows to get the hell out of their Muslim nation and try and make it to Israel where they'll be treated nicely and fairly. And you're going to attack Israel. And you're going to divest from Israel. You're going to punish Israel. Israel drops leaflets on buildings and says, get out, because we're about to bomb it. So if you want to live, leave now. You got 10 minutes. Meanwhile, Muslims don't give you any warnings, do they? They just walk into a Muslim extremist, I'll say it nicely, walk into a pizza parlor or a restaurant or a concert, and they blow children to smithereens with no warning. Who's the bad guy?
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.